We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Mayor Lightfoot says she hopes it doesn't come to it, but she's prepared to shut down the lakefront and parks if it will slow the spread of coronavirus.
Mayor Lightfoot was clearly upset by seeing crowds of people at Chicago parks and the lakefront gathered together in defiance of Governor Pritzker's stay-at-home order.
Under no circumstances are you allowed to congregate. And do not let the warming weather let your guard slip, like today.
Close contact, she says, can spread the coronavirus. Interim Police Superintendent Charlie Beck says he's told commanders the public education period's over.
If people do not heed the warnings of our police department to not congregate, to stay at home, if they at all possibly can, then we're going to start issuing citations.
Mayor Lightfoot says she'll pull every lever in her power, including shutting down the lakefront and other public spaces, if necessary, to slow this pandemic. At City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The Chicago School Board is thinking about the near-term impact of the coronavirus pandemic and how to get students into e-learning.
Not every Chicago public school student has a computer or access to the internet. So yesterday, the Chicago School Board authorized the spending of up to $75 million to pay for new devices for students. One board member noted, though, the digital divide in the system with 350,000 students is not going to be addressed in weeks, that it will take years. Meanwhile, Chief Education Officer LaTanya McDade notes,
our nutrition support services team and additional staff have now provided more than 1 million healthy meals for families. Our facilities team has been deep cleaning all CPS schools and will continue this process to make sure every learning environment is safe and healthy before students and staff return.
Yesterday's meeting was the first one conducted via video conference, live streamed on YouTube.
Students can expect standardized testing will not take place next month. All standardized tests that Illinois students would be taking next month are expected to be canceled as they have been in Indiana. At this point, it's just a formality getting the necessary approvals. The U.S. Department of Education has already granted waivers. Now state action is required, either an executive order from the governor or approval by the state legislature. A new report indicates that 9 out of 10 downtown Chicago hotel rooms were not occupied last week. Crane Chicago Business reports the downtown hotel occupancy rate plunged to 9.3%, down from 75% in the same week a year ago. A hotel consulting firm says due to the pandemic, the hotel industry nationwide is going through revenue declines worse than those after 9/11 and the global financial crisis. Edward Elmhurst Health reports 22 hospital patients have tested positive for COVID-19.
Edward Hospital in Naperville is treating 10 patients for COVID-19, and Elmhurst Hospital is treating 12. All 22 patients are in airborne isolation units, and both hospitals have implemented visitor restrictions. Spokesperson Keith Hartenberger says triage tents have been set up outside Edward and Elmhurst to help deal with the needs of potential coronavirus patients.
Those are designed really for situations in which patients arrive and are exhibiting flu-like or COVID-like symptoms.
A third tent is set up at Edward Elmhurst Health's Corporate Center for physician-ordered tests.
That would require them to have contacted their physician and then doing a phone screening with their physician. As a result of that screening, the physician determining that that patient might be a potential COVID patient.
Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The city of Aurora plans to crack down on businesses that are not complying with the state's guidelines on what can remain open. Mayor Richard Irvin says the city has, quote, received complaints from employees who are justifiably concerned about working conditions amid the COVID-19 crisis. He says the city will determine if the business is essential as defined by the state, and if so, what social distancing and prevention measures are in place for operations. He adds non-essential businesses will receive a hand-delivered notice to comply and be mandated to comply with the governor's executive order.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.